Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is it all right tonight? Is it all right tonight? Praise God. Turn, shake hands with somebody beside of you and say, it's all right. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, if you have a Bible, I'd like to call your attention to Psalms chapter 150. Very familiar passage of Scripture for most apostolics. Psalms chapter number 150. I'm going to read the whole chapter. Of course, there's not but six verses, so that wouldn't take too long, would it? Let's read it. Let's look at it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. After 45 years, we're getting it together. Hallelujah. Would you say praise the Lord? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. I want to preach a little while on when we get it together. Would you lift up your hands and let's praise Him right now. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness, for your mercy. Oh, how wonderful you are. How great you are. We praise you tonight, Lord. Would you move in this house and do something wonderful in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated tonight. 40 years. I was 5 years old when this organization got started. I'm honored to be a part of such a great ministry, such a great group of saints that are assembled in this place tonight to worship and glorify the Lord. Our theme has been, or at least I've always considered, the greatest aspect, other than of course the doctrine that we preach, is that we are a praising people. We've stressed praise. As a matter of fact, There's nothing we do but what we don't try to include praise. We believe that praise is very much a part of the apostolic movement. It's very much a part of this service tonight. It must be a very much a part of my preaching tonight, or I'll last a little while and I'll turn it to someone else. Because I believe in praising Him, don't you? He is worthy. He is worthy. After all of these years, He is still worthy of all our praise. Praise ye the Lord, the psalmist said. Praise Him in His sanctuary when you assemble together. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. God has given us instructions in this few passages of Scripture of how He wants to be praised. I know someone said, well, I'll praise the Lord the way I feel like, or I'll praise the Lord the way I see fit. No, we'll praise Him the way He dictates to us to praise Him, or we'll not call it praise, because it will not be praise unless it's done the way He wants it to be done. Somebody said, who does He think He is anyway? Well, He thinks He's God. And because of who He is, He has every right in the world to dictate to me how He wants me to praise Him. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. If you want me to clap my hands, then that's what I'll do. If you want me to shout with a loud voice, then that's what I'll do. I want to praise Him because of His mighty acts. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody all of a sudden that pretends to praise Him, if everybody would begin to praise Him according to His mighty acts or according to His excellent greatness. That's how God wants us to praise Him, according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him according to how great He is. Hallelujah. According to how great He is. If you were to judge how great God is by some Christian's praise, then who knows? Maybe that's where they come up with the slogan a few years ago that God died. Amen. Because according to some folks' praise, I suppose God would be dead. If that's how big God is according to some folks' praise, then He would be dead. But God said, praise me according to my excellent greatness. If He's great, a great praise for a great God. Would you say praise the Lord? Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. I've seen a lot of dancing down through the years. Folks that would dance unto the Lord and glorify the Lord and lift their voices in one accord. Praise Him with the loud cymbals. Some folks don't like that, but it's in there. Praise Him with the loud cymbals. Praise Him with the high sounding cymbals. And then He drops down and said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. For many years, I thought as I read this passage of Scripture, and I heard preaching on it, I've preached on it, and I thought for many years that everything that hath any kind of life would praise the Lord. I've heard it preached that the trees would spread their limbs upward as praise unto the Lord, and that the birds and of the air and everything in the field, everything that had breath, would praise the Lord. Somehow I feel like there is much more of a significant meaning to this passage of Scripture tonight. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. You see, when this got started, when God, the Bible said, made man. The Scripture says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 5 and 6 and 7, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. But when God formed man out of the dust of the ground, all there was just a big lump of clay. There was the man with all of his manly features, the head and the arms and the legs and the hands and the feet. And God looked at what He had done, but there was one thing missing. And the Scripture says that God breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of life. God breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of life, and it was there that man became a living soul. Until the breath came, there was no life. Until the breath came, there was no movement. Until the breath came, he was just laying there, a created form out of the dust of the earth. But the Bible said God breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's actually what the word breath means, is it means life. If you have breath, you have life. If you have life, you have breath. It was wonderful how man began to worship and love the Lord. And the Bible said God walked with Adam in the cool of the day in the Garden of Eden until the time came that the Scripture says the woman was deceived. And the man then took the forbidden fruit that the woman brought unto him. And at that point, man began to die. It was at that very moment that eternal life was lost. Up until that point, man had eternal life. Matter of fact, he would live forever. When God made man and breathed into him the breath of life, it was eternal life. And he would have never died. He would have lived where God put him. And the body that he had would have lived forever. But then came sin, and it was and still is sin that will stop the very life of God. And it was at that moment that God's work, his handiwork, stopped, and God became disheartened, because now man had sinned, woman had sinned, and the very life of God, they began to die. Two deaths. One was a physical death in which the man would be subject to disease and sickness and accident, and if nothing else, old age, eventually he would die. And then he was also now entered into a second death. He had an appointment with death and an agreement with hell. And now man is going to have that second death, which is in the lake of fire, away from the presence of God. I want you to know, he lost that eternal life. He lost that eternal breath of God when sin came on the scene. And I want to tell you that it was always God's desire to bring man back to the point where God had had him once upon a time. Then I hear the psalmist David as he prophetically utters one day. And David's words were prophetic. Psalms 150, when David said, "Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord." It was a prophetic verse. And I remember then when the Lord Jesus came on the scene. As we've already preached, he was God in the flesh. And in John chapter 20 and verse number 21, the Bible said, Jesus said unto them, he breathed upon them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Words that are interchangeable are word spirit, the word life, and the word breath. They're interchangeable words. They can all be used in the same verse of scripture. Hallelujah. Jesus breathed upon them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." David said, "Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord." God breathed twice. The first time he breathed and man became a living soul, and then he lost that breath, and now the very God of heaven comes to earth and God breathes the second time. And the second time God breathes, it's the same breath that he breathed the first time, but this time he's in flesh, and he says to us, he says to the believers, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." I want you to know what David was really saying was this: let everything that has the Holy Ghost praise ye the Lord. Because without the Holy Ghost, you don't have breath. It is the very life of God. It is the very breath of God. That's what makes us live and move, is the very spirit of the Most High God. Wave your hand and say, "Praise the Lord." Hallelujah. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Aren't you glad you have it tonight? I'm so glad he breathed and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord." Well, someone came up with the idea that it was optional, because it says let. Amen, let. That means I can do it if I want to, or if I don't feel like it, if I don't want to, I don't have to do it. Well, the word let is not only used there. The word let was used back yonder in the beginning when the Bible said God looked and the earth was covered with darkness. And the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep, and God said, "Let there be light." Same identical phrase. When the Spirit moved, the Word said, "Let there be light." The light didn't say, "I don't feel like shining today." The light didn't say, "I'll shine just a little bit." The light didn't say, "I'll give you a little flicker." No, sir. When God said, "Let there be light," there was a burst of the very light of God that came upon the earth. I want you to know, it had no choice. When God said, "Let there be light," the sun had to shine. And from that day to this, every morning that's ever been, the sun had to rise, because God said, "Let there be light." The same phrase is for we apostolics. He said, "Let everything
everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. If you got the Holy Ghost, you can't keep from praising the Lord. You have to praise Him. It's an automatic thing with you. Come on, praise Him a little bit. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let there be light. Let it happen. Let it happen. It must happen. Oh, hallelujah. My God. To say you can have the Holy Ghost and not praise God is like saying you can have light without sunshine. Hallelujah. Amen. To say you can have this Holy Ghost and not praise God is like saying the sun ain't going to come up in the morning. I got news for you. As sure as I'm here tonight, the sun will come up tomorrow. And as sure as I'm here, everybody that's got the Holy Ghost will praise the Lord, because it's an absolute from God. Wave your hand and say glory. My God, it's been our theme. It's been what we preached. It's been what's made our preaching successful. It hasn't been our oratorship. It's been the breath of God. Hallelujah. It hasn't been our ability in music, and it still isn't. It hasn't been our ability to organize, and it still isn't. I want you to know, for the last 40 years, this place has been a place, a group of people that believe we must have the breath of God, the life of God, the Holy Ghost of God. That's what makes us live, and without it there is no life. Wave your hand and say glory. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know that's what brings the very life of God, is the Spirit of God. If you have a Bible, go with me to the book of Ezekiel for just a moment. I'm going to take a verse of scripture totally out of context, so I don't need no prophecy. Teacher's telling me what it means after I get through, because you probably don't know either. All scripture. Scripture is of course, one interpretation, but it can be of many applications. And I want to apply a passage of scripture tonight. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 37, the Bible said, Ezekiel said, the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. And Ezekiel said, and the Lord carried me down in the midst of a valley that was full of bones. And Ezekiel said in verse number 2, he caused me to pass by round about, and behold, there were very many in an open valley. And he said, and lo, they were very dry. Sounds like my church at times. Hallelujah. Would you say amen? Amen. And lo, they were very dry, scattered all over the valley. I mean, God set him down in the valley and said, they're scattered all out there, and they're very dry. Hallelujah. I want you to know, this wasn't black folks and white folks and yellow folks and polka dot folks. All of those folks that were scattered out through that valley was of one descent. They were all one kind of people. The Bible said they were all the whole house of Israel. Every one of them were of the Israelite. Let me tell you that they were one people. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, God showed Ezekiel, said, look out there. They're scattered all over that valley. Amen. Said to Ezekiel, I think we need some organization, man. Hallelujah. Said, it's a good time for organization. I want you to reach out there and bring all of those folks together. And God said, Zeke, can these bones live again? Can they possibly live again? And he said, well, Lord, if you say they can, then I believe they can live again. Hallelujah. Now God said, Ezekiel, we got to get them together, son. We've got to bring them all together. How are we going to do it, Lord? He said, you jump out in the middle of them and start preaching. Hallelujah. Get out in the middle of them and start preaching. I want you to know, it was 40 years ago. What started bringing it together was the preaching of the word of the Lord. Hey, we're not here because of fantastic organization, and thank God for organization. But we're not here because of this, that, or the other. I want you to know what's brought us thus far is Holy Ghost preaching. Preaching like J.T. Payne from this area preached. M.M. Hudson, the preaching. Bishop Parent. J. Frank Wilson. Johnson, hallelujah, Brother Don Johnson, let me tell you, Brother Raymond Bishop, I believe we're where we are today all because of the prophesying and the preaching of the Word of God. And let me say to you that 40 years later, I still need the same kind of old-fashioned Holy Ghost anointed preaching. If it brought us this far, it'll take the same preaching to take us wherever we're planning on going. Wave your hand and say hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Well, glory. Hallelujah. A valley of dry bones. I want you to know that there's nothing that'll resurrect a dry church like preaching of the word. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, we can do this, that, or the other. Well, whatever you do, if we don't do it with preaching, it'll come to naught. I said it'll come to naught. Amen. Ezekiel, step out there, son. And you talk about an organization. You talk about a coming together. The Bible said Ezekiel stepped out there and began to preach. Oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And brother, you think we come a long way to get together in Atlanta. Amen. You think folks come from different walks of life to come here. You ought to have been in that valley of dry bones. Hallelujah. And brother, they began to come together. Can't you see it? Yonder goes a skull. Hallelujah. Yonder goes a little toe. Just bones. And that toe hooked up with a foot. Hallelujah. Amen. And sure as the world, there goes a hip bone and a toe bone, and they're headed straight for one another. Man, it's time for some organization. It's time for some preaching. Somebody got to get out there and put a knee bone between the hip bone and the foot bone. Hallelujah. Ezekiel, that's your job, son. I can see him preaching all over that valley. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And it was the word of God that gave direction as they come from one side of the valley to the other side of the valley. That's what it was that began to bring them together. God forbid that we will ever get together upon the basis of anything but Acts 2:38, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what's made us what we are, and that's what puts us together. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible said Ezekiel began to prophesy. And as he prophesied, he began to preach and prophesy. And I want you to know that the Bible said they came together. Can't you see it? How wonderful it must have been. They came together and there was one skeleton. Just a skeleton of bones. Hallelujah. And here stands the preacher. And he's still preaching. Hear ye the word of the Lord. So well, it looks like they're getting together. Yeah, but they need some more preaching, man. Amen. They need some more preaching. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel kept on preaching. And when he kept on preaching the word of the Lord, the Bible said sinews came together. Hallelujah. And then flesh came together. Now the flesh was everything that was on the inside. Amen. The flesh came together. Muscles began to form. And as the muscle, which would be the strength of the body, the muscle is what's going to power the body. That's what's going to pump it up, if you please. It's the muscles that's going to give it its strength. It's bones that it's going to walk in, and there it'll have direction. But the Bible said he prophesied and sinews came. That was the tendons. That's the flexible part that attaches the muscle to the bone. That's the part that holds it all together. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe tonight we're amongst an army of great people tonight. But thank God for the tendons. Thank God for that part that's held us together. Thank God for the truth, the preaching, the pastoring, this glorious old-fashioned apostolic message that has held us together. And you let me tell you that I believe if we keep preaching it, it'll still hold us together. Hallelujah. That's the only thing that can hold us together. Wave your hand and say hallelujah. Amen. It all come together. Then the Bible said Ezekiel jumped out there and began to preach. Hallelujah. Said, man, it's starting to look good. Yeah, all the muscles are together and the sinews are there and the bones are there. But listen, they need some skin.
They need some skin. And old Ezekiel jumped up there and started preaching and putting skin on them fellas. Some of our preachers thought you're supposed to skin folks. But Ezekiel felt like he's supposed to put skin on them. Sometimes we're so busy taking skin off of folks till we don't realize God didn't call us to take skin off of. He called us to put skin on them. Hallelujah. Amen. I listen good, Brother McCool. Hallelujah. Amen. I figured if he could preach that, I could. God didn't call you to skin folks. He called us to put skin on them. Hallelujah. The world needs something, and we have what they need. Wave your hand and say glory. Amen. So what they need is some more preaching, man. They need some more preaching. And the Bible said there was a shaking. There was a noise. Amen. A noise and a shaking. And they all came together. Yes, sir. They all came together in the EBY. Hallelujah. That's Ezekiel's boneyard. Amen. They all come together, brother, and there they were, skin on them. Hallelujah. Looking like that they could do anything, had the appearance of a great army, had the appearance of doing something awesome. But the scripture said, would you please note verse 8, it said, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. I don't care how powerful they look. I don't care how organized they are. It doesn't matter me if it did take strategic work to get the toe bone to hook up with the ankle bone, and to get the ankle bone to hook up with the shin bone, and to get the shin bone to hook up with the knee bone. I don't care if it did take 40 years to get the knee. I don't know how long Ezekiel was down there, but I want you to know it took some preaching and some organization, brother, to get them together from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And when they stood out there, flesh on them. Amen. A great organization of people. Yet, I want to tell you, the Bible said there was no breath in them. What do they need, Ezekiel? They need the same thing you started with. Jump out in the middle and start preaching. And the Bible said he preached, and he preached to the wind, the Spirit of God, and said, would you begin to blow? Would you begin to blow? Would you begin to blow? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got it together, God. I've got it together, God. I got the toe bone with the ankle bone. I got the ankle bone with the shin bone. I've got it together, God. Now, God, I need your breath. I need your soul. Oh, hallelujah. My God, get it together. And after you get it together, preacher, step back and believe for the very breath of God. It doesn't matter how good I get it together. It's got to be anointed with old-fashioned Holy Ghost and fire, or it's not alive. Hallelujah. Would you wave your hand and say hallelujah? No breath. No breath. Prophesy to them. Organization. Put it together. Get it all together. But it's like it was in the beginning. When God put it together, God had to breathe. And man became a living soul when he got the breath of God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel's boneyard was never a great army. Because they were so organized, they got it together. It was a wonderful move when it all came together. But after you get it all together, what then? Step back and keep preaching and watch the breath of God, the very wind of God, the very life of God as it anoints every area of that mighty army. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'll be quite honest with you. I have much confidence in all the leaders of our organization. I think we have a tremendous youth director, Brother Robert Martin. I think the evangelist department, Brother Steve Boyd, is a tremendous young man. I think Brother Don Johnson, one of the greatest men ever walked in shoe leather. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something tonight. What we need now is an old-fashioned move of tongue-talking Holy Ghost to infiltrate our services. It doesn't matter if we go back to the old tent or if we're in a coliseum or wherever we are. I must experience the breath of God. It's the breath of God that brings life. And without it, all the coming together would have been useless. They'd just be laying there, a mighty number dead army. But it was when breath came, they stood up and began to walk. And there were the whole house of Israel. Hallelujah. And it came because of the preaching of the word of God. Hey, you got a gold mine tonight. I don't think we know what we have in the message we preach. I think after 40 years, some of us are taking it for granted. I think after 40 years, some of us are maybe looking in other directions. I think after 40 years, some of us are kind of taking it for granted, thinking, well, maybe it wasn't in the message we preached. Oh, after 40 years, we've got it together. I believe we've got it together better than ever. I really do. I really do. The buildings we're having these things in. The fantastic music and ability that we have. Hallelujah. When our bass players get it together, God help them that they don't strut to the platform as if to say, boy, I can do it now. God help our choir directors that when we get it together, we don't strut to the stage and say, this is my night. God help our singers that we never get to the place we compete with one another and say, boy, I got a song that'll bring the house down. God help us that after 40 years of putting it together, the old-fashioned Holy Ghost preacher will step back and proclaim that what we still need is the breath of God, the wind of God, the power of God, the Spirit of the Most High God. Come on, everybody, stand with me. Lift up your hands and let us give him praise. Oh, to the breath of God, would you move tonight? Let the breath of God move tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's praise him a little bit. Hallelujah. Let everything that has the Holy Ghost praise the Lord. Let everybody that's got the Holy Ghost praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't organize your song good enough to cause it. You can't organize your choir good enough to cause it. You can't get your harmony together good enough to cause it. You can't orator good enough to cause it. You can't play the organ good enough to cause it. You can't play the piano good enough to cause it. You can't play the drums good enough to cause it. But if you'll believe for the very wind and breath of God, it's the Spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. You want to move a God in your life? Get it together. You want to move a God in your life? Get it together. Praise God. Young preacher, get it together. And after you get it together, you get it together by listening to somebody that's already got it together. And after you get it together, step back and believe for the wind of God. Because it doesn't matter how much you get it together. Gina Vera's here. Boy, she's got it together. You'll find out tomorrow night. Her singing, her ability, she's got it together. But it takes more than getting it together. After you get it together, we got to have a flow of the Holy Ghost. I'm tired of professionalism. I'm tired of folks saying, hey, I know how to do it. Let me up there. I'm tired of folks that can say, I can figure it out and tell you how to do it because I know how. Professionalism has no place in the house of God. Hallelujah. Be as good as you can. Don't misunderstand me. Be as good as you can. Learn the biggest words in preaching you can. Title your sermons as pretty as you can. Lay it out as pretty as you can. Build the prettiest churches you can build. Put the prettiest pews in them you can put. But when you get it all together, step back and prophesy to the wind of God because it's the Holy Ghost, it's the Spirit that's brought us to where we are. Wave your hand and say hallelujah. Wave your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So. Well, it feels so good inside.
Let's praise him.
Every
come on, praise him.
And the Holy
praise
Ghost.
Him. Let's get it together.
We Let's need an old-fashioned sin-killing, devil-chasing camp meeting where you feel the fire burning in your soul. Where it feels so good inside, every need is satisfied, and the Holy Ghost overflows. We need an old-fashioned sin-killing, devil-chasing camp meeting where you feel the fire burning in your soul. Why it feels so good inside, every need is satisfied, and the Holy Ghost overflows.
Oh, yes.
We need an old-fashioned sin-killing, devil-chasing camp meeting.
Hallelujah.
Where you feel the fire burning in your soul. Every need is satisfied. Every need is satisfied. And the Holy Ghost overflows.
Praise God. Last night we heard about the Minutemen and the Minutemaids. What we need in this hour, the Minutemen and the Minutemaids. This afternoon we heard a profound message on prayer. Tonight we heard a message on praise. Tell me we're not in tune with heaven. Tell me we're not getting what God wants. Listen, this is what ALJC must have. We must have men and women. We must have prayer and we must have praise. Let's lift our hands and love Him. Thank God for this fantastic message.
Oh, yes.
Praise Him. Praise Him.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the breath of God breathe upon our movement. Let the breath of God move upon our churches. If you want revival in your church, take this message home with you tonight. If you want revival in your church, take the message of praise and prayer and worship and see what it'll do. Praise God. As Brother Ellsworth leads us in this chorus, I want you to just lift your voice and you clap your hands as we praise God together right now.
We need an old-fashioned sin-killing devil.
Yes, we do. That's
camp meeting where you feel the fire burning.
Hallelujah.
In your soul.
Come on.
Where you
bless.
Feel so good.
Everything
every
that has
need is satisfied.
The
and the Holy Ghost.
You can't stand still.
Lord.
You got to praise Him.
We need an old-fashioned
sin-killing
devil. Johnson, I believe things are right on key. We were challenged
to make a commitment to prayer. Consistent commitment. We've been challenged tonight to praise, to let the breath of God fill our churches. We can't do it with great choirs and great musical programs. Those things are good. But the Lord inhabiteth the praise of His people. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Livingston. Oh, what a message. What a message. Praise the Lord. Let's take this challenge and let's go with it. In the morning, don't forget the announcements. Breakfast for the youth directors, 8 o'clock. The evangelistic board, church growth board. The board meetings, home missions will be meeting at 8 o'clock. Foreign missions will be meeting at 8 o'clock. Prayer and praise from 9 until 10 under the direction of Brother Bill Mills. 10 to 12, we're going to be hearing from the Blue Mountain Children's Home, a 40th anniversary celebration. Children's Church, 12 to 1:45, the anniversary banquet. All day tomorrow, be praying. Let's have a time. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Shake hands and come out friendly.